The head of Syria's Catholic Church has urged the West and the United Nations to immediately end sanctions against his country, saying it's the only way to find a solution to the war in his country that has killed hundreds of thousands of people. Ignatius Ephraim Joseph III Yonan also thanked Pope Francis for his prayers. He made the comments in an interview with Vatican Radio in the Hungarian capital Budapest, from where correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
The leader of Syria's Catholic Church, Ignatius Ephraim Joseph III Yonan, is a man on a mission. After giving a lecture at Budapest Paspani Peter Catholic University, he was to meet Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán to discuss how Hungary and other nations can help end the war in his home country. The Patriarch told Vatican Radio that a solution can only be found if the West ends supporting the rebels and end sanctions.
I still hope that the Western countries, that means the Western politicians, would accept to stop financing and arming so-called rebels, because there would be no otherwise end to the sectarian war. And I would hope, asking for lifting the embargo, the sanctions on Syria. Those sanctions surely harm the population, not those who are in the government.
He also expressed concern about the kidnapping of bishops and many other Christians in the region, saying they still have no news about them.
We hope to get news, but till now, since the time of their kidnapping, the two archbishops, was April 22, 2013, we have no news. Even for Padre Paolo Dell'Olio, no news. What we can do? We have had many kidnapped people. Still now, we have hundreds, if not thousands, at least hundreds and hundreds of kidnapped people. And we, very regrettably to say, we don't know about them.
However, the Patriarch expressed hope that Christians will one day return to Syria after Russian-backed Syrian forces, in his words, freed the eastern part of the devastated city of Aleppo.
By the unification of Aleppo, there is a hope that Christian will be back, like other residents of Aleppo, those who left the city. And, of course, it will take time to get the needed reconciliation between the government and those who are calling themselves the opponents. And we keep praying and hoping.
Amid the misery, the Patriarch said churches have been supplying water and other humanitarian aid, and he had a special message for Pope Francis.
Of course, Pope Francis doing a lot, praying and calling the international community to help stop the war, either in Syria or in Iraq, and not allowing those terrorists to get the possibility to kill others in the name of God, to stop them.
The Patriarch is in Hungary, as it is the first country in the world to have opened a government-backed bureau for persecuted Christians. The bureau has told Vatican Radio it does not want to discriminate against Muslim refugees, and that Hungary remains open for what it calls real refugees. Behind-the-scenes talks have been held on adopting at least some Christian refugees, though officials say the focus will be on providing aid to persecuted Christians in their home countries and other areas. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.